Guelph, Ont. An out-of-town bomb squad was called to Guelph on Monday morning as police closed off an area of the ward. The closure came on the heels of a Sunday incident that saw a man treated at hospital with hand injuries believed to be the result of a small explosive device that went off. Guelph Police spokesperson Scott Tracy confirmed the two incidents were related. In a social media post shortly after 10:30 a.m. on Monday, police announced the closure of Ontario Street, from Arthur Street to Short Street, and Manitoba Street, from Ontario Street to Wood Street. Please avoid the area, the post stated. Two streets east of downtown hashtag Guelph are closed for an ongoing criminal investigation. Ontario Street from Arthur to Short. Manitoba Street from Ontario to Wood. Please avoid the area. We will provide an update when the streets reopen. pic.twitter.com/rr1xr4jsc Guelph Police Service. At Guelph Police, April 15, 2024. Bomb squad officers from Waterloo Regional Police assisted in the investigation. The bomb squad robot and a member of the unit were seen going into one of the units at 70 Ontario Street Monday morning, an older red brick building on the corner of Ontario and Manitoba. The two were inside the unit for several moments and exited without any commotion. A 27-year-old Guelph man was charged on Sunday with possession of an explosive device. Police were called to Guelph General Hospital that morning after a man arrived in search of treatment for hand injuries. A subsequent investigation determined the man had made a small explosive device which went off in his hands, a police news release explains. In turn, police located the suspected detonation location near the Aramosa River at the end of Waterworks Place. No other injuries were reported in relation to the Sunday incident. Several neighbors described the person who would go in and out of the unit as a sweet man. He was always putting stuff together and welding stuff and making stuff, said Ron Rombo. He seemed really lovely, added a neighbor who didn't want to be identified. Very kind, friendly person. The individual recalls talking to the man the day of the eclipse, and nothing seemed out of the ordinary, compared to other conversations they have with other ward neighbors. As someone who's lived here for a little while, I feel confident this amount of police activity in the neighborhood is not standard. By Monday at about 4:30 p.m., police had concluded their investigation at the location and the surrounding roads were all reopened.